Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, do you feel challenged in persistent ways in life? Are there particular themes of challenge that you think you deal with? Or maybe you don't think about it, you just deal with them. Well, today we're going to help you think about it. We're actually going to look at what challenges you uniquely in terms of which cards you're playing that represent your challenge. And we're going to look at quite a number of challenges today, number of cards. So you might be included, if not, stay tuned. But I know that in previous shows we might not have talked about it enough cards. We'll talk about more of them today. And so to help you know more about this is the man of the hour, our card expert, a frequent guest on Energy Stew, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's always a pleasure. I love chatting with you and I love being on your show.
Thank you. And so we're all born to a particular birth card based on math and the way the cards run throughout the year. And then every day, actually, being that way is a different card that we deal with every day. We'll talk about that later. And yet we're dealt a hand of cards, not just one card. And you have a book called Play Your Cards Right.
Yeah.
And that really examines every card, every birth date, and the hand of cards with all of these challenge cards in it. So, and that book is easy to get and it's highly recommended. I know so many people have gotten it and are so happy with it. So, Alexander, let's talk about this.
Sure. So yes, it's a mathematical model, and in the esoteric, we have a hand of cards that we dealt based on numbers. So there's no guesswork. Find out what's in the cards for us, pun intended, based on the numbers of our date of birth. So as you mentioned, we have a birth card, which is like our sun shining card. It's how we show up. It's the gift that we give. It's the light that we shine. But our birth card has a challenge card associated with it that represents our lifelong challenge. And we can pinpoint exactly what that challenge is when we look in the cards. And I find it so helpful to articulate exactly what the challenge is. First of all, to see it in clear relief so that it's not fuzzy or foggy. But second of all, because then we can develop strategies of how we're going to address this challenge. But then third, and most importantly, we can forgive ourselves that we do have this recurring challenge. It's in the cards that way. As I often tell my coaching clients, you didn't do anything wrong. This is your challenge. It's in the design of the mathematics of this reality that this is a challenging aspect for you. So don't beat yourself up. Don't judge yourself that this seems to be a recurring lifelong challenge for you. Because it is.
And I know my cards and I look back on my life and I see how they basically dominated who I am and how I am and the way the world works around me.
Right.
It reflects my cards in particular accuracy. And I've seen that with hundreds of people whose cards I've looked at in it, and almost everybody goes, aha, and thank you, and that's exciting. And not everybody is happy about it because they might have other ideas about who they would like to be.
Totally. Yes, that's very true. And it does penetrate through our ego and cut through these false assumptions and illusions that we might hold. To put it in clear relief, no, there it is. that's the challenge. So then we can see it.
Right. And there's so many different cards that come up in our hand. And each card has its own shadow to it as well.
Sure.
So we might have wonderful cards, but they also challenge us to live in their wonder.
Yes.
So let's look at these particular challenge cards that are associated with each of our birth cards.
That's right. So I guess let's say, first of all, if people want to look up what their soul challenge cards are, these same cards are sometimes called your karmic challenges, but I call them the soul challenge cards. The only place that I know of where you can absolutely look them up is in my book. Because as far as I know, my book is the only one where I give an actual explanation of the meaning of each soul challenge card. There are other books on this topic, but they don't detail what is the meaning of your soul challenge card for you.
Right. And there are elaborate charts that have come through the ages.
Yes.
That you research from.
Yes.
And that's, so you're not inventing any of this. These are
right.
known
this
for...
This is an ancient mathematical system that was kept alive by the Order of the Magi. It's just that I'm not aware of any other published material that explains what are the meanings of each of the 52 possible soul challenge cards.
Good. And let's look at them via suit.
Yeah, let's start with that. That's a good way to get an overview. So if you're new to this knowledge, or even if you're a student of this knowledge, you can find out your birth card. I have a free lookup on the website of my nonprofit org, lifeelevated.life. So that's easy. You can find out your birth card. And then when you want to dive deeper, you can get my book as a digital download for only $9 off the website, also lifeelevated.life. And then you can read about your soul challenge card. So if you have a heart card as a soul challenge card, then you're going to primarily have emotional challenges in this lifetime. Relationships, your own feelings, feeling good about yourself, expressing your feelings, having emotional connections, and building the relationship that you really want in life.
Right. And okay, hearts.
So that's hearts. Next. So clubs, if you have a soul challenge card, or as, again, a karmic challenge card that is a club card, that means your primary challenges are in your mind. And working through thoughts in your mind. This is typically the field of therapy or psychotherapy, how to help people clear their thoughts and articulate clearly what's going on in their mind so that they're not stuck in a story inside their head where the mind overheats and the mind creates all this paranoid scenarios and hypothetical possibilities that block the real experience of life.
Right, and my cards, my birth card and my challenge card, which I know is, they're both clubs.
Yeah.
And so, the overriding troubles I've had in my life are people questioning my knowledge, my thoughts, my abilities, mental abilities.
Well, that kind of
it was really difficult. And one of the reasons why I've led a life of trying to show how smart I can be, like having a radio show, is really because I'm challenged to prove myself to myself and to others.
Yeah.
And I am smart.
Well, that's right. And you mentioned, so your primary challenge in life is indicated as the Five of Clubs. And that would mean a mind that's spinning, looking for answers. And so this would have been to face your challenge. As you said, you start a radio show and keep your mind active and keep searching for answers and keep finding new knowledge and new information.
Right.
So that's one way you've chosen to face your challenge.
Right. And yet there's never an end to it.
There's always new information, new knowledge.
Well, but the five also seeks more, never feels like it has enough. And so I never feel like I know enough. So all the more reason to get more guests and read more books, more interviews.
Right, so you're continuing reading and learning. That's the five of clubs.
Yeah.
So then diamonds, if a diamond card is the primary challenge of life, then it's the things that really matter to us that are going to be challenging. And it's the material aspects, physical dimensions of life. And that can include money, or it can be health, right? So people who have diamond cards as their soul challenge card will struggle either financially or with their health, or maybe both. Now, to get their health in order, or to get their finances stabilized, these will be the primary challenges.
Okay.
Yeah. So then if it's a spade card, if your soul challenge card is any one of the spade cards, spades is suit of consciousness. It's the pineal gland. And that's about what we dream, what we envision we want to do in life. So the challenge there is aligning our life's purpose and our career in a harmonious direction. So bringing together our life's work with our life's vision, living our life's purpose, doing the work that satisfies our soul. That would be the challenge for someone with a spade card. And that can include being paranoid or unusually concerned or irrationally afraid of what life might offer, right?
And challenged by it, but yeah, also, you know, willing to rise up to the challenge.
Well, they have to if they want to, quote unquote, play their cards right.
Right. So in other words, let's look at these challenge cards as not defeating cards, right, but really, like for even for me, I'm not defeated by people questioning my mind. I'm challenged to find out more to satisfy that.
Absolutely. And I've now been doing this work professionally for 10 years, and it's very clear to me that there are people who do resolve these challenges in life. And they get to be masters, actually, of what they were challenged by. Right. Because they've worked on it for their life, they get a mastery in that particular area. Like Peter, you are an innovative thinker. Right, the five of clubs, you are an out-of-the-box thinker.
I'm also a four of clubs and a jack of spades, too.
Hold on, just stay with the challenge.
All the cards add up. And
they do, but hold on a second.
Picture, but all the more reason for people to have card readings, right?
Sure. No, it is a whole symphony with all the cards. But just for a moment, I want to help you see that you're really facing your challenge well, because you are offering all this out-of-the-box knowledge, different guests, innovative ideas, things that people have never heard before. That five of clubs as your challenge means that you're an out-of-the-box thinker. And to me, it looks like you're really doing it. You're really facing your challenge well.
Thank you. And I'm looking at the challenge cards of my family, and I've noticed that the three of them, my wife and my two sons, all have spade challenge cards.
Yeah.
And they're all very career-minded. Mm. You know, they're really on a very powerful career path.
Yeah. Well, that's where, as we've mentioned, the challenge card is where we tend to give all of our attention. It's the thing that we can even get obsessed by and totally absorbed in, because I've done thousands of readings. We're always, I've noticed, intuitively aware of what our challenge is. People know it. They're like, oh yeah, that is my challenge. So even if they haven't had a card reading, they know that this is the thing that they need to figure out in their life. And so having a spade card as a challenge, okay, I got to get my work figured out. I have to align what I want to do with my life and how I'm going to do it and put it all together and make it work.
Exactly. And you know, I would have probably been more satisfied as the father of teenagers if I knew they had these cards and that they would direct themselves so much toward their careers. Mm. Whereas other people who have heart cards and even club cards and diamond cards, they might not, you know, they might be challenged to fulfill them, but they might not think of it in terms of career. It might be other ways that they're looking to solve their problems.
Right. No, 100%. And so then the thing that I'm often doing the most of actually with people is helping them to have compassion for themselves that this particular area of their life is challenging. You know, and as a parent of two kids myself, it's something that I often talk about with my kids is to help them love themselves even though they have these challenges, right? To love themselves unconditionally. And
so helpful.
Yeah.
Right. So let's look, let's just go through a whole sequence here.
Sure.
Of what if one of your challenge, what if your challenge card is one of the suits of the ace?
It's an ace, then you're, unless this is a good idea, let's see if we can run through all 13 numbers quickly. If it's an ace, then the challenge is to do with your own personal ambition, because the ace is that personal ambition, that first movement. So it's actually a challenge to be more self-focused and not to be a people pleaser.
Interesting. I didn't expect to hear that from you. That was good. And right, as if the result will come from pleasing people.
Right, it won't. Your challenge is to do it for yourself from your own power.
Interesting. And okay, so then what if it's...
If it's a do, then the challenge is relationships, connecting, right? It's the exact opposite. It's this person needs to learn how to relate, communicate, and connect with someone else.
Okay, so the two is interactive, and the challenge is to fulfill interactive needs.
Yeah, to create collaboration, synergy. You're not a lone wolf, can't do it all alone. You need synergy, you need partnership.
Great. So what about the three?
The three, the challenge is to find their own way. The three is a straight line. And someone who has a three as a challenge card, it's all about them finding their own way in life, charting their own path.
Because the three can be diverted too easily.
Yeah. Easily diverted, easily knocked off course.
Right. Yeah, it's a chaos card.
Yeah.
The four.
The four, the challenge is to build structure and order. Don't be loosey-goosey. Don't like leave it to chance. Don't be spontaneous. You need to proactively build the order and the structure.
Sounds right. Four squared.
Yeah.
Okay, and the five, we
said. Five, we said already, the challenge is to be out of the box, the exact opposite of the four. The challenge is to innovate. Leave the traditional mold behind, find the new way.
Right. Go beyond.
Go beyond. Have courage. Sail the high seas. Yar.
Oh my gosh. I love that. All right. Sixes.
The six, the challenge is to put everything in alignment.
Can't not be stuck.
Right. Don't get stuck in, that's the opposite. You could get stuck in what you have already got and you can't shift into something else, which is also not being in alignment if you're stuck. The challenge is to find the smooth harmony.
The correct path.
The flow.
Right. The correct flow.
Yep.
And the seven.
Seven, the challenge is not to get down on yourself and be bitter and lamenting and thing, you know, woe is me and I'm stuck down here and no one cares.
Right, because the seven can be played up or down.
Up or down. You go down and then you feel bad about yourself and you blame everyone else.
Right. So stay positive. This is the seven.
The eight, the challenge is to weave it all together in this nice figure eight instead of compressing it or forcing it or getting it all tangled up in knots because
again, we come back to flow again.
It's flow, it's different. The six is about balancing the debits and the credits. You got to even it out. There has to be a give and a take, right? An in and an out, an ebb and a flow. There's got to be a balance of a give and a take. It can't just be all, I'm stuck here. There has to be both moving together. The eight is I need to weave it all together. Take a little bit from there, 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 and put it all together in the story.
That's great. And the nine?
The nine is, it's time for a paradigm shift. It's a ladder. The symbol is a ladder. You got to climb up. And that can be scary. It's like, whoa, I'm going to climb up. I might be scared of heights. I like it here. I'll just stay here in my safe little place. Nope, you got to climb up to the next.
Right. So the nine is really to get to the top. The nines always want to get to the top of the ladder because it's top of the numbers.
Exactly.
And so the challenge means you're not climbing the ladder well enough.
You're scared of heights. You're scared of your own ambition, or you want to play it safe.
Right. That's very interesting. And the 10.
The 10 is the challenge is to come out of your shell and be in the spotlight. Step into the spotlight.
And why are you in the shell?
Because you're afraid of being in the spotlight. You're afraid of people looking at you. Don't want all the attention.
Well, right, because 10s actually attract a lot of attention. Yep.
So they're afraid of what can happen if everyone looks at them. You're going to judge me? Did I do it wrong?
Yeah, it's amazing the pressure that 10s are
they like. Feel a lot of pressure. So the challenge is to be out in the open. Come out of the closet.
To be brave.
Shine your spotlight.
To make choices.
Yeah.
Right.
And for the Jack, the challenge is you need to take responsibility to do it yourself and don't blame others and lament about why it isn't the way you want it to be. Take personal responsibility, roll up your sleeves, and fix that creaky wheel that needs to be fixed.
Right, because the Jacks have the power of the whole kingdom to work it.
Yeah, you got the power, just freaking do it already.
Right.
Instead, don't be a lazy Jack, right? Jacks can be lazy.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, queens.
If it's a queen, then you will... Now, this gets a little more interesting, because if it's a queen, your challenge can be your mother, because it's the feminine figure card. So a lot of people who have a queen as a challenge card, they have a hard time with their mother. But on its own, what the queen means is perfection. So these are people who are challenged to be not perfectionistic, to allow things to find their own harmony and to don't be obsessive compulsive.
Uh-huh. And the king.
The king, again, it's a masculine father figure card. So often people have a challenge with their father if this is their sole challenge card. But what it means for them personally is authority. So they're often challenged by authority figures. They don't tend to like authority figures. They're learning how to be an authority themselves.
Uh-huh. That's fascinating. So I want to ask you about a particular card. We only have a few minutes left.
Sure.
But somebody who I'm caring about in my life, I'm not going to say who in particular, but it's the challenge card of the Three of Hearts.
Oh, if someone has a challenge card of the Three of Hearts, then it's a challenge to open their heart. And if they don't, they can be really indecisive and they may have like a double life because they don't know how to express their feelings. So they express it over here in secret. And I've seen instances of this where someone is perfectly quote unquote normal. And then over here on the side, they go to sex clubs because they don't know how else to express their passion. The Three of Hearts is a lot of passion to express.
And what if it's a female?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like this was the example I'm giving you. It was a woman.
Oh, okay.
She had a whole secret life where she went to sex clubs.
Right. And I know people and women who have been that way myself.
That's the Three of Hearts as a challenge, because you don't know how to orient all your passion and sexual energy in one straight line. So it gets divided and broken and fragmented.
So the idea is to accept the passions.
People who I know who have played the Three of Hearts well as a challenge, they've become like tantric masters or sexual healers even. They've learned how to channel all this positively to create a positive expression of all their passion.
Wow. Good. Yeah, there's so many unique cards to ask you about, but we've really covered, you know, what what each suit is and what card, you know, what number card it is too. So I think people can put it together if they find out what the challenge card, they can listen to the show. And then if they want to know more, how do they go to Life Elevated?
Go to Life Elevated. And I'm offering a class now. People have asked me for more classes. So I'm going to be offering a class on how to overcome your soul challenge card, how to overcome your challenge in this lifetime. There's a specific way to do it that I've learned and that I've taught my private clients, and I'm now going to teach a class on it, how to transcend, overcome your soul challenge in this lifetime, so you don't have to come back and face the same challenge again next time.
That's cool. And you have other programs you're starting to
programs and offerings, and there's classes on my website, lifeelevated.life, and you can get the book and do the free lookup, and there's lots of fun things. And I have a daily wisdom program where you can get free daily emails, and then you can also sign up for a program where you get daily meditations and daily mastery reflections as well. Lots of stuff.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're really taking off with this, and it's obvious to our audience how well versed you are and can give them such help and support in their quest.
Sure. Well, we're all here to play our cards right, and this is the most helpful tool I ever found in all my quest and all my searching.
Yes, I love it. I'm just so happy to know it. So, Alexander Dunlop, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.
For being a guest on Energy Stew. It's always wonderful to talk with you.
Thank you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening. Thank you.